I some, my man and I some more man, raised up an old time now mother. My old master and mistress raised. My master was named Lewis Morris. My mistress was named Blanche Morris. Well, are you ready for me to talk?
Well, that's fine.
After my mother was a housewoman, and after she died, my father was a field hanger, and white folks kept me around the house to tote cool water. Houseboy like, and they had two weavers weaving, had two looms running every day. Well, you know, I'd go out in the quarter to play with them other children, and if I hurt one, and they caught me, they would wear me out. Well, the white folks told me when they get at me, make it to the yard. Now, sometimes I'd go out there and get your plane, and one would hit me, I'd get a brick. Mail it to them to the yard I made. Don't nothing say like that. Yeah. And I went all that way, and my master was named Lewis, you got that, and my mistress had a young master named Lige Moseley. He was a doctor. Beth Moseley, he was a farmer. Frank Moseley, he was a farmer. Joe Moseley, he was a farmer. Well, I had two mistresses, Betty Moseley and May Jane Moseley. Them was my mistress. And then, as I went on to tell you about, the maid lasses way back again, and they had no iron mill like got made wood, they had carpenters made wooden mill. And they grind that lasses, and they had to be killed to make it in, you know, had to point spec killers on. And when that lasses was made, they had poplar troll to pull that lasses in, no barrels at all. And I never seen a barrel along then, nothing but troll. And when you get your lasses made, they had plank to cover them troll. Oh, for cover.
Well, you told me something about the way they made soap in the old days.
Yes, sir. I can explain that. Now, I was large enough to tote water to the soap maker, put on an ash hopper. They had a bad, You ready?
Yeah. You're telling about the soap maker,
huh? Yeah?
You're talking about the soap.
Now, when I was a boy, they used to make soap. Well, I was large enough to tote water to the soap maker to put on ash hopper. Now, they didn't have no bag, they had molds, you know. And their molds come in that way, you know. That way, molds are too fast. Well, on each end, they lay some crossway to hold ashes. And then I'd tote water and put on that ash hopper for the soap maker. I did make soap for the whole plantation. And make it by two or three bars. And long then, Captain, I ain't seen no bar soap. The mother had some, but I never seen none. And they had something dug in the ground, a hole, deep hole, and walled up on each side of the plank. Well, it was about 3 foot deep, I reckon. Now, if I can come at it, about 8 or 10 foot long. Well, they tan leather. They'd lay a bark down in that hole, and then they'd lay a hide over that bark. And then they would lay a bark and another layer hide, till they got it like they want. And then they'd fill that thing up with water. But now, before they tan that leather, they had a place to put it into, lay a while and get to howl. And when he got on that level, it just like any time level, and they had a man that'd make shoes for all of us. Now we was children, good sized children, going about, that shoemaker made shoes for we children. And the old folk too. We had mighty good white folk. The, my members, for as I could remember, you know, mighty good. Mighty good. You know, they must have been good after the country surrendered. Didn't none move, more move there after surrender. More moved there on the place.
What happened after surrender?
Sir?
What happened after surrender?
What happened?
Yeah.
Well, now, they tell me to a year before the folk know that they was free. And when they found out they was free, they worked on shares, they tell me. Worked on shares. Didn't rent no land. They worked on shares. Now, you know, I was a boy, I'm going to explain it the best of my understanding. They say they worked on shears. I think they said to, what it's both of, third, I think. He got the third, I think, they said, what they made after surrender.
How many children do you have?
Me?
Yeah.
Ain't got, didn't have but one, he died. None but one, he died. Now, we was living 20 miles this side of Selma in Dallas. That's why I was voiced. I won't voice down here. No, I won't voice down here.
How old were you when you came into G's band?
How old I was? 17-year-old. 17-year-old. And I come into band there. A man here named John Petty was here when I come, but the first owners of this place, I don't know nothing about him, but I hear the older people, was Mark Petty. Mm-hmm. Not, Charles G. was the first owner. Well, that was Petty, old man Mark's brother-in-law, tell me. Well, after old man G, Mark took place, Mark Petty. And then when I come here, the same, his son, John, had prayed. I don't know about old man Mark and Charles G. Well, old man, and John Petty, he was a good man. He stayed here. I stayed here with him. Then he died. He'd been dead 40-some-odd years. And another thing about it. Now, he had 10 wage hands and 4 plowers and 6 hoe hands. Never had a ride over the whole time. Now he'd get up soon of a morning and ride round. Now, what, we'd be, if the sun be a half hour high before you left home, he'd be in the field. That he would. And you know he'd make good crops? Now he'd go soon of a morning, about 8 o'clock, he done been all around to his renters and to his wage hand and making it out to the house. And late in the evening, he'd go back again. Now, he had a colored man for his foreman, for the whole hands, and a colored man here to the plow. That's what they said. Now, he'd make plenty of corn with them 10 hands and 40 and 50 bales of cotton. He had them right over.
What's the government doing for you now?
Sir?
What is the government doing for you now?
For me?
Yeah.
It gives me clothes, something, gives me $5 a month. They treat me all right. I don't find a bit of fault. Yeah, I don't have to buy no clothes at all. But I can buy, and they give me $5 a month, I buy my flour. Well, they give me some flour sometime, and some sugar and coffee. I'm a coffee drinker. And tobacco. I have that to buy, but clothes, things, I don't buy that. Well, I buy some meat. You give me some meat sometime.
You're about 85 now, aren't you?
Sir?
You're about 85 years old?
Yes, sir. 85. Yeah, they're treating me fine. I don't find a bit of fault on it. I ain't had no clothes to buy since I've been on the project. And I've been on it, I think, about But 8 or 9 years, I believe.